Carol Bew from the Women's Bookshop. This sounds an interesting one and rather an acclaimed New Zealand writer.
Yes, the wonderful Elizabeth Smither from New Plymouth with her new novel, Lola. I loved Lola. Now, Elizabeth Smither is a novelist and short story writer, but she's best known as a poet. Wonderful, wonderful poetry. She's actually received the Prime Minister's Award for Poetry a year or two back. Lola is her new novel, and I just thought it was exquisite. It is full of beautiful language, and the language is the most marvellous thing about it. Not a great deal happens. Lola is an older woman. She married into a family of funeral directors, and so this is image, this motif really of death going on, death and coping with death in various ways going on in the background behind this novel, but the sort of wry humour in that as well, lots of wry humour in the whole novel. When her husband is dead and later her closest friend Alice has died as well, this is taking place in Australia, she wanders over to New Zealand and ends up living in an Art Deco hotel in Napier, gets caught up with a string quartet, ends up being their manager. And it's really about accepting what's happened to you in life and continuing to make bonds with other people. And the bonds are lovely. For example, there's Luigi is this marvellous Italian man who has worked in the funeral parlour in Australia for years and years. And he was trained in the Italian way. So his way of dealing with grieving families and so on is rather different from the Australian way. And he's a delightful character. And he adores Lola. And it is completely unrequited love. He knows that Lola will never return that love, will be his partner in any way, but he is content to be near her. And it's just lovely. The relationship between them is lovely. Just let me give you one example of the language, the superb poetic language. Mm. Alice, Lola's closest friend, was injured terribly in a car accident when she was a very young woman. She's been crippled all her life, and I use the word crippled deliberately. This broken body, she lives in a wheelchair, she's in constant pain, and she's being examined by a doctor who exclaims about how strong her heart is. And listen to this language, I'm actually quoting from the book. If her body was a choir, her heart would sing opera. I love it. The language is superb. So this is really a quite delightful, beautifully written novel from Elizabeth Smither, and I recommend it particularly to older readers who will appreciate the wisdom and the acceptance of what life brings and the wry humour.